The protesters began occupying the Montgomery Street building around 9 a.m. They said they planned to remain until forcibly removed by the police. One protester outside the building, Margot, who preferred to only use her first name, said her Jewish identity made her feel morally compelled to protest Israel.
As a Jewish person who is the daughter and granddaughter of Holocaust survivors, my grandfather escaped Buchenwald. He went to Argentina, where again there was another fascist government, and I had more family disappear and killed. I know what fascism is, and using my identity, my history, and weaponizing that to try to justify another genocide is absolutely shakes me to my core and sickens me.
Police blocked the entrance to the consulate to keep more protesters from joining the ones inside the building. Sarah is another of the protesters who remained outside. She said she felt the need to come voice her opposition to President Biden's support for Israel's offensive into Rafah, despite his previous voicing of opposition to the plan.
Biden said that the invasion of Rafah was his red line. He has completely lost any moral compass he had around this. Rafah has been not only invaded, but the very refugee camps that they told people to go, as is typical of Israel's tactics, have been bombed. And there continues to be catastrophic and devastating mass murder of Palestinians.
Around noon, police began escorting detained protesters out of the building with their hands zip-tied behind their backs. They were then placed into police vans. Some demonstrators continued to chant from within the police van, along with demonstrators outside. Margot said she was inspired that so many people were willing to risk arrest.
It is a beautiful thing that so many people are willing to put their bodies on the line and take a rest right now, and I think we will keep doing that. People are horrified by what they are seeing, and it is the bare minimum that we can do living in this country that is funding this genocide.
Abigail Bueller is a spokesperson for the Israeli consulate. In a statement, she referred to the demonstrators as, quote, pro-Hamas rioters, unquote. She said the protesters attempted to, quote, violently compromise our ability to operate as a diplomatic mission. According to SFPD, however, the protest was peaceful and there were no injuries. SFPD said in a statement that they arrested 70 people for trespassing. The arrestees were taken to SF County Jail, cited, and released. For KPFA News, I'm Ben Klein.